We were actually talking about NAPLAN, believe it or not, because the kids all started NAPLAN yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were talking about NAPALM.
Oh! That's what my mum thought it was called.
Now, what about your little girl, Stella? How did she cope after day one?
She said she went really well. So yesterday, she was about literacy, so I had to write a story. The year three students had to write a story. Had 30 minutes, 5 minutes of kind of prep, 5 minutes of editing, and yeah, that was the story. And I think
was she happy?
Yeah, she was really happy.
Good. I still don't understand it.
What do you mean?
What it is. Meaning what sort of questions they're asked.
Okay. Well, you're just about to find out.
Funny you mention that, Steve.
Because I have
in my hot little hand. You know damn well I don't do tests.
I
don't need to be tested. I'm already a genius with a job.
Well, I have questions from both the year three, the year five, the year seven, and the year nine.
Ooh.
I'm not going to ask you year three because that would just be, that's embarrassing.
No, it'd be funny if I get it wrong.
All right, here's one of the questions from year three.
All right.
This is from maths.
Yep.
Paul has 6 10-cent coins in his hands. How much money does Paul have in his hands altogether?
Not enough.
Oh, that's not the answer.
Well, if I'm doing it.
Is it 33 cents, 16 cents, 60 cents or 50 cents?
He's got 60 cents.
Yes, he has.
Well done, Steve.
So let's put year three
to the
side.
Isn't that the year nine one?
Well, let's move on to year five.
Right.
Now, you're going to have to pay attention.
Oh, okay. God. See, this is where... Yeah, all right.
The athletics carnival started at 10:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it lasted for 2.25 hours.
Right.
You can write this down.
Oh, okay.
10:30 a.m.
10:30, yeah.
Lasted for 2.25 hours.
Yeah.
Rose went straight home after the carnival finished. She took half an hour to get home.
Yeah.
What time did Rose get home?
1:15.
Yeah. Well done.
Steve.
You just graduated year five.
That's more than I didn't realise. This is great. Can I have a diploma?
Let's push the envelope and see how you go in year seven.
I'm happy with year five, too.
Yeah.
I'm happy. You know, I'm not a high achiever. I'm not one of those guys.
Let's just see.
I'm happy with myself. I don't need to show off.
I know that year seven and you weren't the best of friends.
Not the best of friends.
Nah. Didn't see each other too often.
Not often. No.
Never.
So I was busy.
Get your pen up again.
Oh,
you're going to need it.
Okay.
This is year seven.
Righto.
Sophia wants to buy the type of pasta that is the best value.
Yeah.
She knows she's going to have 7 kids down the track.
Mm-hmm.
Which type of pasta costs the least per gram?
Oh, this is a hard one, Steve.
So is it, look, they've got 4. I'm only going to give you 3.
Okay.
Pasta spirals, 250 grams for $2.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, 400 grams for $3.
Mm-hmm.
Or fettuccine, 500 grams for $5.
The fettuccine.
It's the spaghetti.
And yet yesterday, this is why I have a high shopping bill.
Steve, I would have said the same thing.
I know, Rise. And Risey, this is why you too have a high, and this is why Woolies and Coles do that.
Absolutely. They know.
Well,
they know.
It's to fool all the guys that can't get past year seven.
All right, I'm going to ask you, I know I'm pushing the friendship because year
what
nine,
now?
You didn't go to year nine.
Wasn't even there.
I know you were, but let's see how you go.
I dropped a few friends off on my expensive car.
You'll love this because this is about being paid for work.
Oh.
Jared is paid $18 per hour at his job.
Yeah.
How much will he be paid for working 6 hours?
Jeez. $108.
Ta-da! See, you should have gone straight to year nine.
Yeah, but you were talking wages.
You study with wages, don't you?
If it comes to pay, you will not get away.
Yeah.
That's the line with Steve.
All right, well, I'll ask you one more from year nine.
Yeah, what?
No, just to see if you really have got the mortarboard and you can throw it in the air and graduate.
If I could have got to year 10, righto.
What is the value of the expression 5 plus bracket minus 17 bracket minus 4 bracket?
No one cares. No one cares.
I totally
and you'll never,
agree
ever,
with you on
ever,
that.
Ever use it in your life.
I agree, unless you're an accountant.
Can I have that right then?
Yeah.
Anyway.